the thing is, I think if you look at the game last week, you know, we competed to the 85th minute, you know, and we didn't seem to get a break of a ball in around the box. We had a lot of, I think we had eight corners and double the shots that they had, but we just didn't have that final quality in the final third. And hopefully we do get a little break, because it's going to be a tough game. Barnsley, we're under no illusion. It's a tough place to go.
In some regards, perhaps being away from home, can that work in your favour? You've not got the extra pressure maybe you're playing here?
No, the thing is, we obviously just want to try and break this run that we're on it as soon as possible, you know. It's and as I said, we need to try and get one or two bodies in just to freshen the place up and help the boys that are actually fighting for us on a weekly basis.
How big a week is it this next kind of 7 days with the two games you've got coming up?
You know, everybody will be thinking on paper that, you know, that they're winnable games. We're under no illusions, they're going to be difficult games. They're both fighting for a life down in the relegation zone, so they'll be just equally as hard, you know, and we're not in particularly good form ourselves, so, you know, we need to roll up our sleeves.
Have you been in runs like this as a player in the past? I'm sure you have. And how have you kind of come through it?
No, the thing is, the only way you ever get through this is a wee bit of you know, hard work. You know, that's ultimately what will get you through a run, and a wee bit of luck or a wee bit of quality from someone. And if we can get that, then, because the thing is, you know, if you look at the last two games, we've competed well enough.
So can you take some things from those two games?
Not without a doubt. You know that Middlesbrough is a decent team. I think they've won four or five out of the last six, and so they're the form team in the league. You know, there's get your Leicesters and that, but they're starting to come a wee running. They've got some good quality, but as I said, we need to go and compete and hopefully get a bit of luck on a day.
Is it important that you don't try and overanalyse it with the players, kind of on a day-to-day basis? Do you read too much into it? How do you go about approaching it?
No, the thing is, we just go about our work. We try and put the same kind of stuff in place, all the things that we were doing when we were doing well at the beginning of the season, and nothing has actually changed from that point of view. You know, obviously there's been, the personnel's changed a lot. There's a lot of boys going out the door, and as I said to you, the suspensions and injuries and things haven't really helped the continuity and trying getting back to what we know well, and the nucleus of the group, which is obviously the core, which actually got us through our initial period. So the quicker we can get all them back fit and playing, and obviously try and add a few to the squad, then that'll give us a better chance going forward.
What type of game you're expecting on Saturday? You mentioned Barnsley will be scrapping for the lines, won't they?
No, without doubt. You know, Danny Wilson's an experienced manager, and you know, I think we nicked it in the last seconds of the game here earlier on the season, so I think it'll be pretty much the same. The fact of the matter is, we need to want to get a win from somewhere, and the pressure comes from within that as well. You know, I think as individuals, Paul and I know that, you know, we need to get a win from somewhere. And, you know, everybody will think, you know, you look at Doncaster and Barnsley and expect them to be winnable games. We know the reality of that is they'll be fighting for a life, and it'll be an absolute scrap.